when this morning show, then called 97 WFLA, first established an oldies format back in the early 70s, and we went to an all-request month. For a month, we took nothing but requests, and there were nothing but kids on the phone, and we were ready to go after David Cassidy and tear him limb from limb, because that's all we heard. I think I love you. Got to play the David Cassidy, blah, blah, blah. Well, here he is right now joining us on AM Tampa Bay, lo, these many years later. David, thanks for being on board this morning. He's going to be coming to town this Friday. He's going to be at the club at Treasure Island.
And how cool is that?
Yeah, and you're going to love the weather.
Hey, happy birthday to you to begin with.
Happy birthday, indeed. It's the day after my birthday.
Yeah.
Am I talking to Jack? Was that you introducing me?
Yes, Jack. That was I.
I have to say that...
Corey.
No.
And that's Corey as well, yeah. Good morning, you guys.
Hi.
Yeah. Talk to you.
Good morning. Yeah, I remember those days so well because the poor people on the phones...
I'm glad you do.
You were every other call.
Oh, I've been told... So many stories over the past few decades.
Man, you sold over 25 million records, 18 gold and platinum recordings. I mean,
it's been a blessed life.
You really have. You really
have. Ask for much more. I mean, I've been all over the planet doing concerts, and I'm coming up to do my first date, my first concert of the year. I took a number of months off, 4 months, in fact, and I'm... doing quite a bit of work for the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, and my mother has severe dementia, so I'm going to do as much as I can to educate and try and bring as much focus on a problem that we are facing and an epidemic that's going to be happening over the next couple of decades.
I just buried a sister on Saturday that suffered from that, David.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. God bless her. And I can only tell you that for me, my life is now a celebration of the fact that I've had almost 40 years of people who have cared about me, and it's time to give back. And I hope you guys will come and celebrate the experience and my birthday at Treasure Island on April 13th.
Yeah, this coming, or a week
Friday
from this
the 13th.
Coming Friday. Yeah, it's a week
Friday
from this coming Friday.
It's such a lucky night.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And you know, I wasn't aware that you were pretty close to Davy Jones of the Monkees.
Yeah,
who
I was.
Passed away just recently.
I'm going to, I've done, he and I had done, I think, 4 shows together over the past few years. And we were scheduled to do a show down here in Miami on the 14th of April, the night after on that Treasure Island. But unfortunately, Davy is not with us. So I'm going to do on the 13th and on the 14th, I'm going to dedicate 3 or 4 songs to his memory and to all of his fans. And it's really interesting, having grown up as a teenager when I was like 16 or 17 and I'm still in high school, I was a big fan of his and he became a fan of mine, and we learned a lot about each other in the last 5 years or so. We both had real passion for breeding and racing thoroughbred racehorses, and him more in terms of riding and training and doing jumps.
He was a jockey at one time, wasn't he?
He won a race.
Yeah.
He actually lived the dream.
Yeah, he had
trained his own horse and raced. He had one race over the jumps in England back in the late 80s, and I have to tell you, he was such a good human being, very humble, and a wonderful dad, and became a good friend of mine only in the past 5 years. So I'm going to dedicate, you know, I'm a believer and daydream believer and all of that to his fans.
Good.
And we're talking to David Cassidy, who's coming to town on April 13th. And by the way, Davy Jones died down here, near here, well, about 100 miles from here in Indiantown, where he had that big horse farm.
Yes,
which was his
passion,
pride and joy.
Has been mine for the last 30 years. I've been breeding and racing up in New York, but I come up and have been many, many, many times taking the drive from South Florida all the way up to near Gainesville to Williston and Ocala, where I've had my babies broken, and it's a beautiful part of the country, and I love living down here in South Florida, and I'm looking forward to coming up and seeing you guys up in St. Pete on April 15th.
It'll be fun.
We'll be here.
Horse country for sure, and you are at a great venue, the Club at Treasure Island. And if you want to get information on tickets, go to theclubti.com. Theclubti.com. We'll hook it up on our website at 970wfla.com. David,
is this the oldies 970 WFLA?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Went down a tube a long time.
I think it's so great, Jack, that you were able to
we're the
reminisce
oldies.
With me. And thank you, Corey, for
you're welcome. You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Anyway, God bless you guys, and please come and see me at the club on April 13th.
Great.
We'll have a rocking great time.
We'll see you on the 13th.
It's going to be a lucky Friday the 13th for everybody
that's
there. David Cassidy, thank you so much.
God bless you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.